Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode number 65 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we'll give them all a good seeing too. Last week I did the National Maternity Hospital with Rachel Prendergast-Spollen and we discussed how it needs to be public and secular. This new National Maternity Hospital can't be on holy ground. This week I'm doing mole hole because I had my moles checked this morning. All went well and my kids did too. All well there. But you would swear they were having to go to a dentist or I don't know, that the woman was going to pull out a blowtorch. They were so excited about going, but it was all very calm and very brilliant. I am going to ring my friend now, Marielle Monaghan. She's been on before with medical advice and she is a clinical nurse manager in Cork, and I'm going to see if she has any skin advice, which she may not because it may not be her area at all. But just before I start ramishing on about what I know from my own moles and from Google really, which is my brain, I'm going to give her a call to see if she has anything interesting to say.
Hello.
Hello, Marielle. This is Norma.
Hi, Norma. How are you?
Yeah. Don't say fucker bugger as usual. I'm ringing.
Oh, no. Hello. Is that 96 FM?
No, it's not. I'm here in the middle of making a podcast and I thought of you because I'm trying to do a podcast on moles. And of course,
okay.
I'm between myself and Google. Now we're going to lead people astray. So I thought, do you know what? I'll resort to my usual clinical nurse manager, Marielle Monaghan, the old pal. She might be able to clarify a few issues for me. Do you know anything about skin and moles and sun protection and the state of Ireland and their knowledge on lack of knowledge on whether they should wear factor or not, or is it
generally? So primarily my background isn't in skincare, but I have done several minor plastic surgery clinics.
Okay.
Where we deal with all of this assessment and treatment of moles and other skin problems. And basically what we work off and what most medics work off is what we call an ABCDE rule to check for melanoma or problem moles. And you're talking about asymmetry, border, colour, diameter and evolving. And just to go through that, Norma, just to explain it to you, basically what people should be doing is every month they should be checking their own skin, so that they know what the normal is for them and then they can see changes. So when you're, if you see a mole or some kind of skin lump, you're going to first look to see if it's asymmetrical. Is it an even shape? Is it circular or oval all the way around? Or is it kind of a ragged shape, you know? Is it uneven to the eye?
Okay.
And then the next one you're looking at is the border of it. Is it very irregular? Is it raggedy at the edges, you know?
Yeah.
Or is it a smooth border? Is the edging just smooth, you know, like a line? I suppose what is concerning is if it is uneven, it does increase the risk of it being problematic or melanoma, in cancerous in its nature.
Yeah.
The border, the more irregular the border is, again, the more alarming, another reason to go, okay, I'm going to get this checked.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at the colour. What is the colour of it? And does that change over time?
Okay.
So if it's getting darker, and if you notice the colour shade going up and up and up in darkness, that would be concerning. And then alternatively, if there's different shades within the mole, so sometimes you'd look at somebody's mole and you can have a lighter area or a darker patchy area, that again would be of concern.
Okay.
The D then within the ABCDE rule would be the diameter. And where we go with that is rule of thumb. If the diameter across the mole is greater than a quarter of an inch, again, it should be checked. Not saying now that smaller lumps can't be a problem, but they kind of the rule of thumb. And then the last one, evolving. Yeah. Evolving means change. Okay. So is there a change to the size? Is there a change happening to the shape? Is there a change in the colour? Is it different from what I remember seeing it? And taking a photograph of your mole can be good because over time you forget what it looked like. Do you know? Okay. We do that with our wrinkles in our faces, but we try not to go there with that one. But I suppose the other side of it, Norma, that people don't think of is anything that bleeds, nothing should really be bleeding or not healing over time. If things are itchy or painful or have an ooze to them, absolutely they should get something like that checked out. If something doesn't heal, it should be looked at. And if anybody is in any doubt, you know, go to a GP or ask the medic in your family, or, you know, as I said, take a picture so that you also then can show that to your GP and say, okay, this is what it looks now, but this is what it looked like 2 months ago or 4 months ago. And your GP then already has a timeline, already sees the change, and you can move along with things much faster. Anything like this, the sooner they get fixed, the better. The sooner they get healed or removed, the better, you know.
So if they have something to compare it to.
Absolutely. That just saves you, time. And time with any of these things is of the essence, you know. And it also allows them see change, because when things change so minutely over time, you miss that change. And we're all very busy as well, you know, and you can't remember the previous change that you have seen, you know.
Okay, and the removal of them then, it's obviously the quicker you get it, the easier to remove, if it needs removing.
And then, absolutely, and then, you know, your GP would tell you whether something, you know, looks like it should be checked, and they can always send you on to a general surgeon or a plastic surgeon for a second opinion, and they would be used to assessing them externally, and they'd have a better eye as to whether or not it would need to be sampled. They mm-hmm. might just take a tiny biopsy of something, yeah, or they might just remove it. All these things then go to the lab, so they will be checked, and then you'd know afterwards that no, it was fine, or no, that there was small changes, but it was all contained and removed. So there's peace of mind, you know. Right. But certainly, if any melanoma was ever found with somebody or a mole was a problem, they definitely then would be for screening on a regular basis following that. And it's important to keep that screening up as well for people, you know.
Okay, and just don't be looking at the cost, because it's, I know in other countries they're more aware and there's probably more funding and you can get it for cheaper, but you can't put a price on knowing your skin is okay and...
No, you can't. But I mean, as I said, even if you didn't have the funds of it, there are other little ways in the system. You know, if you were fortunate enough to have health insurance, the VHI Swiftcare would do a clinic where you don't get charged, you know. And there are all these little ways around it. And even like if you don't have means, I would hope that you would have a GP visit card or a medical card that you could go to your GP and they would put you down the road of, you know, a public referral.
So never ignore it. I wouldn't be surprised
definitely.
If somewhere like Arc House might even offer, you know, the way they get free practitioners come in every now and again to give reflexology.
Quite possibly, Norma.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised, even ringing one of your local radio stations, they would put the feelers out for you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
People are very kind and people do care, but it's so important that you reach out for that help.
But I'll be honest with you, just your ABCDE thing there, like, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a doctor, but just having that much knowledge and taking a proper picture and compare, and I mean, the quality of our pictures now is so much better than back in the day.
Yes.
So if I kept an eye on pictures, and someone even said there's an app that you can put your pictures on now, and I haven't explored that.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know.
Yeah,
it's quite possible, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose looking at the skin then, Norma, there is another side of it that I suppose we as Irish people with fair skin, we do tend to forget. And in all of those minor plastic surgery clinics, I saw an awful lot of skin damage and melanomas that were just caused by too much sun on, especially the hairline and scalps of people, you know. The men, they really should wear hats if they're, you know, or put huge 50, factor 50 on their scalps and their hairline. An awful lot of damage was seen there by me on the couple of clinics that I did, for sure, and on people's faces as well. The skin is very, very tender and very exposed. Okay. That really, we have to put factor 50. We will get a colour through it.
Yeah,
you know, but all we're doing is protecting ourselves from the UV. You will still get a colour through the 50.
Yeah, it's still not betting to us enough like it is in the likes of Australia and stuff like that. We do need to listen and wear more of it. And as you say, it's the farmers forgetting it. Behind the ears and on the bald patches and on the hands, the back of the hands we forget about.
Yeah, behind the knees. We all get burnt there on occasion.
Yeah, of course.
And also, the other thing that's very dangerous is to burn the soles of your feet.
Right.
If you have a mole on the sole of your foot, I wouldn't say 100% it'll be removed, but very often they are removed because they're a much higher risk factor in being a melanoma type mole. So if you have a mole under your foot or under your toes, definitely worth getting that checked out at some stage.
I suppose the skin down there is like a baby's bottom because it never sees the sun, and it's also a bit soggy as well,
Yeah, so people don't think of factoring there. Absolutely, you should factor under your feet.
Right.
Especially if you're lying out in the sun, your feet are up to the sunshine, you know. So small things like that.
Yeah.
I hope that gives you a little bit
of Jesus, that's amazing. Come here, can we go for a pint? Because I haven't
100%.
Really spoken to you on 100%. A social level or on a fun level. Yeah. It's all sponging you for information on your...
We've done a few drinks as well in the past, and we will soon.
Please.
As things open up.
Could you organise it though? Could you plan it? Because you're a bit better at that stuff.
I was the planner at school.
Yeah.
My fortes.
I leave it to you because you're the clinical nurse manager and others.
Yeah, no, leave that with me. I'll be in touch.
All right.
Yeah, but lovely to hear from you again.
Okay, thank you, Marielle, and I'm sure I'll pick your brain
Norma.
Again. Come here, that was gold, by the way. I hope that helps someone out there. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so too.
Right, that's exactly what I was hoping for. Thanking you, Marielle. I will be in touch soon. And yes, we will have a Prosecco. I'll do the driving, though, because I can't hold my drink. I'm just seeing, is there any information that I missed out on? Which I know more than her. What have I got here? There is a wait list in Ireland, a backlog because of COVID. So do get your skin checked. Actually, I might ring another country and see if they have a backlog the way we do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to ring... What's the timeline? I'm going to ring Australia or New Zealand. No, that's not. I'm going to ring New York, actually, because they're behind us, and see how they are for appointments, because here at the moment there is a massive backlog in trying to get your skin checked.
Thank you for calling Dermatology Office. Eliza speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. I have a relative living in Manhattan and I'm trying to book an appointment for them to get their skin checked for moles. Have you a waiting list or are you taking new patients?
We are taking new patients. I have some openings maybe starting Thursday of next week or the last week of July.
Okay. And how much is it just to go in and get a full skin check head to toe?
It's $150 for the first visit.
Okay, and then if there's anything sinister that needs further treatment, then it's additional from there, is it?
Correct. We would let you know beforehand.
Okay, and are you here in Ireland? It's very hard to get an appointment. There seems to be a backlog since COVID, but in America, there isn't that problem, is there? People have stayed on top of their skin.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll pass your number on to my relative and hopefully they'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay, thank you too. Bye-bye.
So no problem in other countries. Interesting. Yeah, I don't think there's the awareness here that they have in other continents. Yeah. So the information I found was, yeah, freckles are flat, generally. And like Marielle said, you know, the issues are if they're asymmetrical, yeah, the colour she mentioned, if anything changes or gets bloody or itchy. I did find some home fixes, which I don't think Marielle would agree with. So these are some, these are ones you don't do at home, right? They were saying stick garlic, tape garlic on your mole, put apple cider vinegar on your mole, iodine on your mole, get a razor or scissors on your mole. I'm saying do not do these, right? Right, do not. That's just what I read. But I would go to skincheck.ie or wherever your local one is. It wasn't that expensive at all. And everyone of every race gets moles. Most, well, 25% of melanomas come from moles, so it's worth keeping an eye on them. And another fact I spotted, liver spots are not actually liver spots, as in they're not caused by the liver. Moles can be red, purple, flesh colour, tan, brown, black, whatever. And yeah, that's all the information I had. Oh, and anyone out there who thought this podcast was going to be about, I don't know, about moles, the ones with the four legs, just to break it gently to you, I said I'd put in a little bit of information about moles. Let me see now here, what do I have? Moles, they are, baby moles are called pups. Moles ride between March and May. They're pregnant for 4 weeks. They have 3 to 6 ball babies, which they deliver in a fortress of dead leaves. They have good smell, but they have bad vision. They look for food for 4 hours and then they rest for 4 hours. And then the moles, they don't hibernate. They're intelligent and sensitive, apparently. I don't know how anyone knows that. They have curved front paws like shovels, so they can dig about 18 feet in an hour. But in good conditions, they can go one whole foot in 1 minute. There you go. There's about 3 or so moles living an acre. But if a neighbour, if a farmer wants to get rid of them, they need to work with their neighbour to eradicate them. But you may not want to eradicate them because a mole aerates the soil. They kill insects and grubs, which is great, but sometimes they kill good insects and like good earthworms, so that's not great. They paralyze their worms and insects with the poison from their saliva, which is quite neat. And they can move forward and backward because their fur, the fur on their coat, it sticks upwards, so it doesn't trap dirt if they're going forward or backwards. And they do have a thick coat which keeps the water out. Now there's also another kind of mole, the one like a James Bond, like a long-term spy, deep cover agent. They call them penetration agent. And some of the most famous agents are, let me see now, I have 3 written here. James Bond, Jason Bourne. There was also your man from Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt. Nikita's one. Harry Palmer's one. Sam from Ronin is one. Anyway, that's enough of those moles. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, some other famous moles. Here we go. Cindy Crawford's mole is the famous mole. Elizabeth Taylor's is famous. Natalie Portman and Marilyn Monroe's famous moles. Anyone else with a famous mole? Paula Abdul has a famous mole and Goldie Hawn has a famous mole. So they're the famous moles. So I'm going to go out and about now and ask a few people on the street how they deal with their moles or whether they give a shite, because I just want to see really, really, truly, are there, you know, do people care in Ireland? So here we go. Hi there. So my podcast this week is on moles. I do one every week called Heal Your Hole, and this week's on moles and that. And I've just spotted there, you've lovely skin, but you're a tiny bit older than me, so you probably remember the days where we covered ourselves in oil. We didn't know any better. How have you found changes over the years with being told to put on sun protection?
Yes, I certainly would agree very much with putting on sun protection. I certainly was of the era when you would have put on oil to try and get a colour. And yeah. I would have used sunbeds, but no more.
Yeah, I used a few sunbeds now, I have to say, as well. But I didn't know they were going to be bad for me.
No, I wouldn't have realised it either. It's great now we're informed.
Yeah.
And
and do you ever have to get your skin checked every few years? You don't have any funny looking freckles or moles? I have one that I have to keep getting checked.
No, I don't. Or maybe I'm not
We've had regrets actually from when family were younger, that like we went out and let them. Our kids would have been sunburnt and
Yeah.
You know, we would have regrets that way.
Oh, my own kids got burnt only recently because, you know, I wasn't at the beach and I came and their whole back was red raw. Yeah. But there wasn't anything sinister came out of it in your situation, was there?
No, thank God, no. Thanks for the goodness, no.
Yeah, but
no.
You can't watch them 24/7.
No. I actually had a son I was watching this morning from Hong Kong and he was going out to play golf and I warned him to put the sun oil on him in the morning when he had his shower and again before he went out on the golf course, you know.
Because fair play to you. Because I noticed you have a great hat on there yourself.
Yes.
And that's where the men get it, is behind the ears, and you might have an old patch at the back that doesn't have a lot of hair sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, so fair play to you for wearing the hat. Yeah, I must keep an eye on mine. Mine are still like teenagers and sure, I'd nearly have to give them a fiver to get them to put it on. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your opinion.
Okay.
Hi there. I was wondering, do you have any opinion on, you know, have you ever had to have moles removed? Or are you very careful with your skin? What has your experience been with the sun over the years?
It would have been drummed into us to have sun cream on when you went out in the sun at all times. When you got out of the water, you put more sun cream on because we live beside the sea all our lives.
Okay, I wasn't brought up by the sea, so
We would be, yeah. Put your sun cream on when you get out of the water.
Jeez, whoever was telling you that was ahead of their time.
Mother.
Wow, and had she any bad experience herself?
She loved the sun and she lived in the sun when it was here, but she would put loads of cream on.
Because we all know 15 minutes is good for you, but after that, you're only asking for trouble.
It's damage, but you know, she would put loads of cream on and make sure we all had cream on.
Because I noticed that you don't have any like liver marks or what you call them, or okay, there's one bit
that's,
there, but
well, that's
only, no. No, you're doing very well. Do you ever have to get anything checked? Do you have any funny looking one that you'd be worried about or anything?
Not that I know of, and hopefully I'll never see it if I do.
Yeah, I went for a test this morning to get checked, and she gave me the green light again because I have a rake of them on my back.
Yeah, and one there in your head.
I do have one in my head, yeah, but she said it's still symmetrical and it's not sinister looking yet.
No,
so,
yeah. Well,
I have to keep an eye on it. Thanks for your opinion.
You're welcome.
Hi there. This week I'm doing my podcast on moles and I suppose sun exposure and that. I see you're wearing a baseball hat. Do you take precaution in the sun or does it even cross your mind?
Well, with me, I don't go out much in the sun. I'm not a big sun bather type person, so I'm just wearing this for shade. It's good for shade, really.
Okay, and you've never had to get moles checked or dodgy freckles checked?
Not really, no. I know my father had, and I, you know, back in the day, but he was always out. Like, he was never out of the sun.
Was he a farmer-type person or a city person?
He lived around here, so he was out in his boat. He had a boat, so he was out in his boat all the time. So
okay.
He had a couple of issues, but there were nothing. They were benign, you know.
Yeah, similar to, I know a few people that in their 70s and 80s who, you know, you'd call it the farmer's tan, really. They never knew to put on a cap for the when they were out in the farms. But boating would be a big one, wouldn't it?
Well, with the, you know, I suppose you're out in the sun, there's no shade, so that's it, you know. But personally, I'm not really a big sun person.
Yeah, it's you've never done sunbeds or anything stupid like that?
No.
Yeah. All right, thanks for your opinion.
No bother.
Yeah, no one seemed too bothered, to be honest. I know, skin problems can lead to cancer and stuff. Maybe it's because our country is just so grim and the rain is horizontal most of the year. Maybe that's the reason why we don't really take it too seriously here, but come on, lads, because, you know, a mole is one thing, but it can go to something secondary inside if it starts building its own factory of nastiness and becomes sinister. So, yeah, if you enjoyed the podcast, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole as usual, and I will talk to you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.